Which is very, very well done. And where do we start with that one? A team that's won 6 out of 6, scored plenty of goals, and you've come in and not only beaten them, but kept your first clean sheet.
Yeah, I think the fact that you just said there, they've won 6 out of 6. They are just about on the verge of their most successful start in their club's history. And to come here, I mean, bearing in mind the last two games, they've won 5 and 6. One of them against a Championship team, and I'd have to say I was at the game on Tuesday night and I thought they were absolutely fantastic, probably the best I've ever seen from a League One team. So it didn't fill me with a great deal of enjoyment driving home on Tuesday night, but I'd have to say that I thought my players were fantastic today.
Something seemed very right from the start. You seem to never let yourself get sort of camped on the edge of your own box. From the start, the play just always seemed to be, you know, well away from your goal.
Yeah, well, I looked at my watch after 10 minutes and thought, you know, this is as good a start we've probably had for a while. I was hoping it'd say 85 minutes, but it said 10. So, but they gave themselves a lot of belief from that and continued to do the right things. I said to them before, if you have some belief, we've got an extremely talented bunch of players who are really good at taking information on board, and they did just that today.
Well, I should say, of course, it was very much a deserved one. It wasn't a smash and grab. I must have had more shots on goal than them.
Well, I think so. I think certainly in the first half, I think we by far had the most shots, and just a little bit of snatching from Billy and Andy. Probably we could have gone in a little bit more, but I thought defensively we marshalled them pretty well against, like I said, probably two of the best centre forwards in this division. And but no, it certainly wasn't a smash and grab. I don't think anybody here today thinks that we didn't deserve to win the game.
Ended on a disappointing note, Mike Jones being sent, that was unfortunate, but the referee, I think, got most stuff right today, because there were some penalty appeals, but he must be pleased he wasn't swayed by a very big and vociferous crowd.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a few. I thought there was a few people who maybe went over a little bit easy. I thought Michael Jones's first yellow card and Danny Bullman's first yellow card in the first half probably weren't yellows, and then you're running the risk then, and I'd have to say I'd rather them get yellow cards for tackles as opposed to kicking the ball away, and, you know, we'll lose Michael for a game now, but, you know, His silliness is somebody else's opportunity, and somebody else will get the chance next week now.
And of course, right at the I haven't mentioned Gary Alexander, two great goals. The first one was fantastic. But of course, it's a message to you, isn't it? Pick me.
Well, yeah, that's I've reiterated right from the start, since I first came in, that nobody's beyond being dropped. Anybody who does well in the team, no matter who they are, will keep the place in the team. And you know, we asked Gary to do something last week here at Wolves, and this week here today. And he's done it really well. He does it as well as there is anybody else in the league, to be fair. But, you know, we need to look after him. He's 34 now, and, you know, the legs are starting to go a little bit. But, I thought he was a real handful, and I bet their two centre-halves didn't enjoy playing against him.
And, of course, you brought in Emil Sinclair this week, so he's not even got on the pitch today. But nice to have some competition. You've actually had the luxury of leaving a player out of your matchday squad.
Yeah, that's the first time I've had to do that this year, and it was tough to sit in with Connor and tell him that he wasn't going to sit on the bench because, we've been extremely fortunate that we've kept everybody fit, and that's testament to everything that we do in terms of how hard we work in training and making sure that everybody's as fit as possible. And that won't always be the case, but, you know, unfortunately Connor missed out today. But, you know, bringing Emil in is part of, you know, obviously we're bringing him into play, but what we are bringing him in is to create competition and say to people that if you do your job, it doesn't matter who you are, you'll keep your place in the team.
Of course, transfer window closes shortly. Like, you have any more players coming in, or do you fear as well any bids for some of your talented young players?
At the minute, there'll be certainly nobody coming. Hopefully, if I can keep everybody, there'll be nobody coming in. Whether I can keep everybody or not, I don't know. And I'd have to say, over the last 8 days, they've given themselves a fantastic advert for what we're doing. And, you know, I don't think it'll be long until we end up losing somebody if they carry on playing like that.